This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, episode 118. I'm Eric. He's Paul.
We're back.
We're a LA sports podcast. We dabble in cricket, tennis. What else?
Don't even say the cricket. I will talk about cricket for. I'll do it.
Oh, anyways, no. Usually we start with Dodgers. What else we got to say about Dodgers? Right. They beat Padres last night. We need that kind of Lynn performance in the playoffs, right?
Exactly. First, fuck the Padres. That's the first thing. Manny Machado, you piece of shit. Now you can run down to first base when you're dogging it and jogging down the first base against that Atlanta series. How many years ago? I'm not bitter or anything. But fuck the Padres. Look, we finish them off tonight. Let's finish them off. We got a tough series against Seattle.
Yeah, that one's going to be good. Yeah, Snell's tonight. He usually owns us, but we could squeak out our win. Hopefully, Pepio.
That's fine. Snell's tonight usually owns us. Waka has been on fire, and he was serving it up last night.
That's good. Yeah. So that's the Lynn we need. Maybe against the Braves, we won't pitch like that. But dude, I feel like as a game three starter against either like Diamondbacks or Brewers, he could be fine, right? Serviceable.
You're saying game three, so who's game two?
No, I mean game one and game two, Kershaw and Miller, right? I'm just saying.
It's worrisome.
I know.
It's worrisome.
Another guy. What'd you think of that Kyle Hurt guy? I mean, he's not for sure going to be in the... Dude, he looked amazing. You think he'll be around in October?
He looks good, but I mean, what are we going to get? How many innings of the bullpen are we going to get from him?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I mean, could he be an opener for us? Is that what you're talking about? Because I know we already optioned him back down again today.
I know, we optioned him back down. But maybe if someone gets hurt again, like, because I know Joe Kelly's back, right?
We can add him to the playoff roster. I mean,
shit, I say add him. He looked amazing. Dude, shuck out Soto, Machado, and Tatis.
I'm going to be devil's advocate here for a second. I don't want to be negative net about the Dodgers pitching staff right now. Yeah. But I'm not going to go there yet. The thing that I worry about is we have a bunch of these spot guys, we're Pepio guys. These guys that come up for one start or spot start, we like them. Do we have enough faith and trust in them when it comes to it's the sixth inning? We're up by a run against Atlanta. You know what I mean? Do we have enough trust and faith in these guys then? We're loving them now. We're loving what they do for us now.
Especially when you're in first place of 14 games. I mean, there's no pressure coming in, you know? But in a big spot in a playoff game, are these guys going to come through? I mean, these guys are going to have to step up. We already know. Look who we lost this year. Guys are going to have to step up, or it's going to be another losing playoff run, right?
A lot of step up. I'm still confused on who you think the game two starter is going to be.
You don't think
Bobby over Lance Lynn? I mean, right now, I think it has to be Lance Lynn just based on experience in the league.
That's true.
It has to be, in my opinion. It is situational. I'll give Dave Roberts this. Let's say, depending on who they're throwing out in the second game, maybe you put Bobby Miller against them, situational. So it is situational, but I think right now, if you look at our depth chart, Lance Lynn has to be.
Yeah, we'll see who we play first. Pitcher. Let's just see who we play first round. And then Bueller, it's been a week since the pod, but yeah, the Bueller news sucks, man, because we were talking about him the last month saying he's going to come back. But what was it say? He's just not ready?
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it too because we want him to.
Like,
yeah, we
need him years.
Exactly, years not especially this year. The fact that we might not win because the Braves are that good.
Baseball rosters and baseball players, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know what I mean?
He'll be ready to go next year. Do Freddie unbelievable night on his birthday? What do you have? Four hits. I mean, dude, it's just crazy. We have two MVPs. I know Acuna's probably going to win it now, but it's like unreal, man.
Well, like I said, in that series, we had the four best baseball players in the National League going against each other. And now, I mean, it's hard to not make a case for Olsen, too, in the MVP.
He leads the league in
home runs. He leads the league in RBIs at the moment. When it's all said and done, Acuna could be a 70-40 guy. 60-30 has never happened before. We're talking 70-40. He still has like 2.5 more weeks.
Yeah, the guy keeps hitting bombs, dude. I know. Unreal.
I mean,
that's good.
As much as I love Mookie, as much as I love Freddie, I have to admit, like, what Acuna's done.
No, I know. That's fine.
Done before.
Give them the MVP trophy. We'll take the World Series trophy, right? Give them all the hype in the playoffs, and we'll maybe we could shock the world, right?
There you go. That's probably the best way to look at it.
Anything else on Dodgers? I mean, Will Smith, I mean, he's been up and down. He had a good game, but are you worried about Will Smith? He'll be fine.
I think Will Smith's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Sounds like we did get Kelly back today.
Yeah, Kelly back. It's good to see JD back. Hopefully the
JD, that's another big one. Again, production from the bottom of our lineup. If we can keep the production from the bottom of our lineup, we have a chance.
Yeah, because we know the top is going to come through, but the bottom always scary. So Seattle series will be good. I mean, dude, we're a magic numbers four, man. Pretty soon we're going to be clinching.
And here's the thing. Seattle is not locked in again still. Seattle's still fighting for their lives. Seattle's in a playoff race right now, so those games are going to matter. Detroit, I believe, is one loss away from being mathematically eliminated, if I'm not mistaken, or a couple losses. I think there are a couple losses. So Detroit is already looking at Cancun for the holidays.
Well, I just want us to make sure we stay healthy. This is the main thing the last 3 weeks. Stay healthy. Keep your foot on the gas, though, right? Because I don't want to cruise into the playoffs like we did last year. Right? Do that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I don't want to think this way, but what if we lose another starting pitcher?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, what happens?
I know, like, dude, how many starts you think Kershaw has left? I guess you can't just rest him until playoffs. I get that, but because you got to be in a rhythm. But I know if we lose him, and then I don't know. At this point, would you be shocked if Lynn goes down or Kershaw the way it's been going? We're just losing pitchers left and right.
That's the thing, dude. And okay, you're saying we can't give Kershaw all this rest.
Yeah.
Maybe do you have him skip a start right now?
I mean, yeah, because we're not going to catch Braves. So it's immediately
and we have games, the right? West locked up.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I know.
I know the West isn't locked up statistically right now, but I mean, it's ours to lose, and I can't picture us losing it. I'd rather rest him, give him an extra day of rest, skip a start right now against Seattle and Detroit, bring him back, let him get in a groove when we face the Giants like 15 times at the end.
Oh, I know, towards the end. And what about Freddie and Mookie as far, like, how many, we're going to give them some rest days or just keep them in the lineup every day?
I mean, if this was the NBA, we can't rest them both at the same exact time.
I know. Well, Freddie plays every day. Yeah, maybe.
I would definitely give him a rest. Yeah. I would definitely give him a rest, especially Mook coming off the foot ankle thing, fouling him off. I would definitely give him a rest here and there. And I think they will. If Roberts is smart and he has to do it, I would do it sooner than later. Let them get into a groove while we're playing San Francisco to end the season.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Dodger talk. Dodgers are going to be the number one going.
I mean, forward, but these next 2.5 weeks in just across all of baseball is going to be phenomenal. This is what we live for. This is going to be amazing. You figure the last week of September, we got NFL, we got college, we got playoff races galore.
Hockey and NBA in October. Yeah.
Don't forget, end of September, we also have Ryder Cup.
Champions League, right?
You're wearing a Kings hat. The Kings are playing those games down in Australia.
Oh, man, what a great time to be alive.
These next 2 weeks, dude. And hey, real quick, big baseball news.
Scherzer.
Maybe it's not the Dodgers overworking him. Maybe it's just he's old. How about that?
Yeah, I know. Good thing we didn't get him, right? That would have been another pitch we lose.
And he, real quick, shout out to Buttress. I got to throw Buttress under the bus here a little bit. Such a great move. See, I told you it was a great move by the Mets. Why aren't you still paying his salary, part of his salary?
Yeah, they are, right? Yeah. Oh, Rangers. That hurts the Rangers big time. They haven't been playing that well, huh?
No, they're now in a dogfight for a playoff spot. They're not locked in.
All right, let's move on here. Let's get to the NFL. It's NFL, right? Week one. I mean, let's just start with the biggest news. Aaron Rodgers, dude. Torn Achilles, 4 plays. I mean, Jets are cursed, right?
Pour one now for A-Rodge.
I mean, he finally posted on social media, says he wants to return next year, but I mean, who knows what he'll, you never know.
I think Gerald said it the absolute best. I said in the group text with Gerald, I said, Rodgers is done. I think he's done. And Gerald, I think, said it as the best. You know, being over 40 and an athlete at the top of his career, he has yet to accept it, and he's not there yet. So I think I don't see him coming back from this. I think Rodgers
torn Achilles.
Is just,
that's, brutal.
That's a lot of terrible. Adrenaline in his body right now. I think sooner or later.
I mean, I know you were going to be down on this year, but like you see that roster, dude. They are a QB away with that defense, but now
I'll give the defenses credit.
They're going to be now with Zach Wilson. And then, I mean, dude, it's funny how it's just the cat, like, dude, like you said, the Kaepernick always comes out. Dude, he hasn't played 7 years. Stop with that shit. And then what with RG? It's so funny. RG3 once says he's ready. Dude, like, dude,
RG3 on. Couldn't even, they recognized him in the beginning of the Washington game and it looked like he couldn't even move. It looked like he had no knees. He was just walking, holding his kids.
Who else there say? I mean, the Brady thing I just joked Foles, about. I know Brady's not coming back. Foles wins. I mean, at this point, Wilson knows that they're just going to go with Wilson, right? And hopefully he could squeak out games. I mean,
that's why my joke was somebody go call Jake Plummer, see if he's still available. What about
Jay Cutler?
There you go.
Broadway. What about Broadway Joe? Joe name is
Romo coming out of the booth.
Dude, Romo? I don't know, man. It just sucks. Thank God we're not Jets fans. Like, that's horrible.
Well, here's the thing.
He's running out with the American flag. Yeah, their defense is going to keep them in games. Defense will
keep them in games.
Yes.
I don't think it helps them that they're in a tough division against a team that has a high power offense as the Dolphins do.
Oh, my God.
I think the rematch of that game against the Bills, I can see already when it goes back to Buffalo, I'm going to call it right now. That spread's probably going to be 5.5.
Yeah, or more. Hammer Buffalo. Hopefully Josh plays better this time.
Turn the ball over 17 times.
that gives the Dolphins are sitting pretty, huh? Now with that, with Rodgers out and then Pats, I mean, Mac Jones, you never know who else is not. I mean, Bill, I mean, you think Bill's division or Dolphins?
I'm going to change my mind. The thing about the Dolphins is the Dolphins need help on defense. That's the problem.
I know.
I like taking the over in every single Dolphins game this year so far. Because I think they're going to score a ton. They're going to give up a ton.
Yeah, I agree. Same with the Chargers, right? Take over in their game. Yep. All their game. Yep.
I like it.
Anything else? Do you have a Baker with the road wind in?
Let Baker bake, right?
Kirk Cousins.
I actually like this Baker talking shit to the defense.
Oh, yeah. He said, what, he's a man up or something? Or what he said?
Get the weight room, basically. Yeah, weight room. Like, put on some pounds.
But these are all just, I mean, this is just week one because this is where we find, this is, I mean Kirk Cousins.
What's your biggest overreaction? Week one overreactions. What are they? Let's hear them.
I mean, I'm completely shocked about that Seahawks game. Are you? I mean, the Rams, especially without Cup, dude, I can't believe the Rams won. I'm way shocked that the Rams won that game. I was way off. I don't know what that was for the Seahawks. I mean, good, right?
And I think the Seahawks have a big bounce. We'll get to that in a second, but I think the Seahawks, they have a tough game already again, right?
I know.
Go what at about Lions? You?
What, besides, so yeah, Rodgers, who else? I mean,
I'll tell you mine that I think is a way overreaction. I think a lot of people are chirping that, like, oh, the Packers are already fine without Rodgers and loves their guy. I disagree. I think the Bears are trash still. Yeah. The Bears have been trash for a long time. I think the Packers already saying that they're fine without Rodgers. No, dude,
yeah, love, I was I more just I just like the spot for the Packers on the I don't know about the whole being the guy yet, but I just thought everyone was high on Bears and Packers always beat them. So what else?
I mean, let's put it this way. Who were the three favorites in the AFC coming into week one? They all lost.
All lost. Oh, yeah. Bengals.
Chiefs, Bengals, Bills.
All lost.
It's been those three teams for the past couple years.
I know.
All 0-1.
And I'm sure all those teams will have double digit wins still, right?
I mean, I don't know.
We'll see.
What's wrong with the Bengals? What's up with the Bengals?
I don't know. We got to get Ange on the phone, but he doesn't want to come.
The Browns with that win are kind of sitting pretty right now in that division because I think the Steelers are you know, trash.
Yeah. And Browns already got Steelers Monday night. That's a huge game.
Exactly. I think the Ravens have some issues that can be exposed.
Yeah. Zay Flowers looks amazing.
I mean, this is the problem with week one. I mean, we can talk about this whole
thing. I know. Cause then hours. we're going to be talking about, then week two is going to happen. Where we'll be like, damn, that just happened. Watch Seahawks beat Lions. Watch, you know, all this shit happen, you know,
like another one, Jacksonville. I thought Jacksonville was like going to be kind of solid and they didn't look,
they didn't that look good. Yeah. Indy. Squeaked out at the end. And then, Niners.
Those, I was going to say, I mean, a couple things we did that we did.
I was way off of the ceiling. Yeah, Niners are good.
I'm still on the Niners going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And possibly potentially winning it. The Niners are very scary if they can stay healthy because I think the injury bug killed them last year, obviously. The Niners, I think, are the team to beat. And I think big overreaction on the Cowboys so far.
Oh,
big overreaction.
Know. Yeah.
Pump the brakes.
Well, that's just how it goes because they're America's team. But. Yeah. We were way off on that. I mean, that was, I didn't even watch the second half. It was brutal.
Brutal.
That was bad.
Brutal.
Oh shit. Anything else in the NFL stuff?
I mean,
there's so much to talk about.
Yeah. 17 more weeks to go.
Exactly. It was a great, great Sunday with the boys.
Still alive, right? On Survivor.
Survivor, yeah, dude. It wasn't looking good at first.
Dude, I had Washington. Arizona Cardinals. Where the fuck did they come from?
I don't know.
Do you want to stay on? Slinging it over there.
Do you want to stay on NFL? Anything? Do you want to get? What else we got to talk about? Do you want to talk? Any soccer coming up? What do you think of the Champions League? When's it start?
This coming week.
Okay.
A week from now, basically. A week from now.
Give us some of the best matches to look out, the best groups. Give us some.
I'm not just being a homer. You can ask anybody who follows soccer. The group with Milan, Borussia Dortmund, PSG, and Newcastle. The storylines, you could write a few series novel on the storylines that are taking place in there. You have both the Hernandez brothers going against each other. You got Pulisic going against his old team with Borussia Dortmund, and he's also going against his other American counterpart in Rania. You got Milan facing Tonali in Newcastle, who we just sold for 80 million.
Did they write the scripted?
Exactly.
Did they show them pick it out of thing, or they do it like the NBA lottery? Oh, they do?
Yeah. All right.
But it still could be like
they show it. Who knows? This one could have a couple bumps on it. Pick this one. You know what I mean? Who knows? But the storylines are insane with that group. So already right out of the gate, the first game next Wednesday, Milan versus Newcastle. Tonali facing his boyhood, childhood favorite team that he was playing for, that they ended up selling him for 80 million. He now gets to play against them. So we'll see how that goes. And you get PSG, Borussia Dortmund right out of the gate.
I mean, who's the team to beat, man? Obviously Man City.
City right now has to be the favorite. Yeah. City's the favorite as the cup holders. Real, you can never count them out. If I were to pick
any sleepers team,
it's so hard to pick sleepers in Champions League because I don't really see any. I think the cream usually rises to the top. I think the other team that I think is going to be up there, and I think they're ranked number two in the world right now, is Munich, Bayern Munich.
Okay.
It's like they lose players and they just get stacked again. It's just like they lose players, but they got six more that come in. It's just
always right.
The rich just get richer when it comes to.
No Messi or Ronaldo in this. Dang, bummer.
And news just now broke today: PSG, Marco Verratti, he's no longer on PSG. He took the money down in Saudi Arabia as well.
Who's on PSG now?
They still got
Mbappe,
guys.
Right?
They still got Mbappe. Okay. The other storyline, Milan's old goalkeeper, Donnarumma, took the money and ran and went to PSG.
He can play you guys. Yeah,
he's going to play us twice.
So many storylines, man. So it starts Tuesday? And
here's what everybody's talking about. When PSG has to come into the San Siro in Milan and Donnarumma is goalkeeping with the Curvasud, the diehard Milan fans right behind him. Honestly, I think you have to hammer Milan in that game because he's going to be a mental case. They are going to get to him like crazy. They are going to go 90 minutes straight in his ear.
Maybe a Milan team total over
for the boys? Maybe, yeah. He's not going to be in that game head-wise. He might even ask, fake injury. Let the backup take that game.
Oh, man. So City, what group is City in?
I gotta double check what group City's in, but I feel like they have a cakewalk. They have a very, very easy group that should not be an issue whatsoever.
That's exciting, though, man, dude. I'm pumped for Champions League.
So yeah, City has no problem. They got Leipzig, Belgrade, and Young Boys from Switzerland. Not an issue whatsoever.
Cruz. Yep. They didn't lose. Who they lose? Just Mahrez. That guy went.
That's about it.
And they replace them with
Barcelona should cruise their group.
The best group is your group.
It is. I mean, hands down, and everybody knows that. I'm not saying something that's just, as a homer, but very interesting group is Group B, Sevilla, Arsenal, and PSV Eindhoven. Lens from France, they're not going to do anything. They're going to finish fourth, but you got three teams in there that's going to be a dogfight between those three teams, Sevilla, Arsenal, and PSV. If you had, I'm trying to find a sleeper. If you had to find, if you had to ask me a sleeper,
I think you gave us a sleeper last year and they did decent. Was it Sevilla? Or?
I would say Benfica. No, Sevilla was in the Europa. They won the
back in.
But I would probably say Benfica. I don't know how much of a sleeper they are. The Portuguese team.
Yeah.
They're in a decent group actually with Inter, Salzburg, and Real Sociedad. That's a tough group actually, but I think Benfica could go deep. They fly under the radar because not a lot of people watch them because they're in Portugal. But I don't know. I'm excited. Well,
like you said, cream rises to the top, right? So we'll see the usuals in the final eight, probably. Hopefully it's AC Milan. Come on, dude. Right?
You know what's funny?
You guys are on fire right now. Like you said, I've never seen you so confident about your team. Like usually you're like.
I'm liking what I see a lot with these summer transfers that we brought in. I'm liking it a lot. And here we have a real first test this coming Saturday, the Derby. We're going to be 9 a.m. We're going to be at Fox and Hounds.
Yeah. I'm going to have to miss it, but Paul's going to be there. Tattoo.
I will be there. Yeah. Inter versus AC. And the only thing that worries me is one of our main defenders, our center backs, is suspended for the game. So he can't play.
Shit.
So we're going to have to figure that out.
Who wins?
The other one got hurt in the international break. Fucking international breaks, dude.
So what's that? What do you think that game's what's score going to be? Is it in AC Milan or in Inter?
I'm going to give you a final score right now. I'm going 3-2 Milan.
Oh, so take the over too.
Inter is the home team.
Okay, Inter's not. And they beat them last year in Inter, remember? I think, right? Or
what did we do? I think we may have, and then the reverse fixture was either a draw. I want to say, but I like a 3-2 victory for Milan. I mean, they share a stadium, so it's not like it's
They share a stadium. Oh yeah, you're right. Okay, so they share. All right.
So here we go. The first last year is the first game we beat them 3-2. The second game, the reverse leg, we lost to them 1-0. So
okay. So expect some fireworks. Anytime goal score. Giroud.
Giroud, Pulisic.
Yeah. All right.
Lukaku's not there anymore.
Oh, he's not. Okay. Who's there? Oh, their main guy's what's his name? Martinez.
Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah, that guy's
Australian.
Yeah, that guy's
Argentinian, sorry.
Yeah, that guy's good. All right. Before we get into the picks, what do you think of the US Open? I mean, Djokovic. Oh, we didn't get the Djokovic Alcaraz. That sucks.
We didn't. We didn't. I thought the Medvedev versus Alcaraz match was phenomenal.
Yes, but it was.
Joker's Joker. I mean,
did he even lose a set the last four round? Did he keep one 3-0? I think he might have just won.
Yeah, I think he went 3-0.
The last like three rounds, right?
Yeah. He went 3-0 straight across the board.
And then the phone call thing with set. We like Shelton.
Shelton?
Yeah, but dude, that's why he's what is that, 24? What? 24 now?
I don't mind it. Even though he kicked the Americans' ass to get there.
24 wins. He's throwing on the Kobe jersey, dude. I mean, this guy's he's going down as the best, right?
Hands down. Yeah. We'll see what time tells with Alcaraz.
Yeah.
Time will tell, but
right 24 now, is a lot.
Joker, that's a lot. How many does Alcaraz have? Two?
What is he, two?
One?
Yeah, but he's also, how old is he? 19?
Not even 20 yet, I don't think. Not even 21. Can't even drink.
On the other side, obviously the awesome part with Coco, that's awesome. That is
USA's back.
They're back. That is, dude, Sabalenka, fucking, she's crazy.
Dude, talk about anger issues. Sabalenka's got some anger issues.
She needs to, work on some mental stuff going back to the next tournament.
Let's not take anything away from Coco, though, because hopefully this is the first of many U.S. Opens that she brings back to United States for us. I think, like we said,
I just don't like how she said hater. I think, like Gerald said, stay off social media. Where's the haters? Everyone loves Coco. Yeah, I mean, you know,
there has to be a villain to something. There always has to be a protagonist, antagonist.
And if that drives you to be better, I get it. That's fine. Then probably Joe would be better. Just like thinking there's a bunch of haters, even though everyone loved her. But no, it's good to see. Now what? Tennis takes a break now? Are they still doing? When's the next? That was the last major of the year, right?
Correct. Yeah. We start up with Australia again next year.
We probably won't talk tennis anytime soon, right?
Yeah. Tennis is quite nice because we got golf coming. We got playoffs.
So tennis over here.
Perfect timing for tennis to end. That's why they did that. They're smart with their scheduling.
Yeah. So props to Coco and Djokovic. I mean, this guy's going to end up with 30, huh?
He could, to be honest. Here's my favorite thing. And I forgot to send this to you. My favorite thing of the whole entire US Open was the sponsor for the US Open was Moderna. And they did the Moderna moment of the match.
Was it
Djokovic? And it was Djokovic winning on the final point of the final of the set of the match.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the Moderna moment of the match. And how fitting is it that it's like Djokovic comes back to New York where they wouldn't let him play because he didn't get the Moderna and he wins it. And that's the Moderna moment of the match. That's the best part for me.
That is, yeah. That's funny.
You can't write that.
No, you can't. And then he wins it. Yeah. Did he say anything or no? He was probably just in his head. He was probably up him. Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm too busy winning.
Yeah. Is it action time or what? Dude, we are.
Do you want to talk a little college real quick? Talk a little college.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk college again. You know,
Pac-12, eight teams in the top 25.
That's awesome. Dude, every weekend, these games are going to be unbelievable with the Pac-12. Like you said, fitting that's their last year together.
I know.
But
hey, let's keep it going. Let's go out on a high note. We've got eight teams in the top 25.
Let's go, dude. Let's go.
A lot of winnable matches for the Pac-12 again this week. Yes. Arizona and Arizona State, you guys are the odd men's out. You guys suck right now. Both the Arizona schools, like, I don't know, figure your shit out.
Yeah,
and Stanford. Awful. Stanford's terrible. But everybody else, keep it rolling.
How about UCLA? That quarterback's good, man. You said
the freshman.
Yeah, dude, you were called it, man. This guy's unbelievable.
He needs to start.
USC, obviously, they're just rolling. I mean, they haven't played anyone good yet, USC and UCLA, so we'll see, right?
Not so fast, my friend.
What?
USC is suspect. I'm telling you right now, I do not think that number in front of their name is warranted. I think they're suspect. Now? Oh, dude, they'll tell you right now because they just jumped up again with the Alabama loss, which Bama losing. How about that?
Dude, Saban, hot seat? No, it's game. That's what everyone has to say. No, he's the goat. He's the greatest coach. But I mean, dude, that's at home. I mean, is Texas back, dude? We say Texas back every year, but then they'll lose to like Kansas or something the next week, you know?
So USC is up to five right now. Texas did jump them with that win over Bama, which I think is you know, reasonable. I can.
That was impressive.
Texas jumped seven spots with that win.
Very impressive from them. I mean.
But I mean, dude, we're still so young. I guarantee you almost every team in this top 10 is going to lose at some point.
Yes, I agree.
Florida State has one coming, I think. USC, they have a tough schedule.
Oh, yeah, especially with the Pac-12, with all those people. Dude, Pac-12, they're going to be beating each other up. I agree. Long way to go.
USC has to go into Colorado. They go into Notre Dame. They have Utah. Yes. They have Washington. They're at Oregon. Yeah, but
Notre Dame, UCLA. Dude, Notre Dame looks amazing, bro. You happy with your squad?
They look good. I don't know if they cover this week. They got Central Michigan. It's like, I think 13.5 or something like that.
They covered against
weird numbers.
NC State though, right?
They did. They did come on late to cover. But I'm so excited. There's phenomenal games now every single week, it seems like. And they did. Is it me or have you noticed in this college football season that there is way more non-conference, like good non-conference games?
Yeah. When
was Arizona's playing Mississippi State?
No, I know. I like that. I agree. I like that with SEC's playing Pac-12 and way better. I mean, but we're still getting those. I get it because the small schools get them a lot of money, but there's still those games where you're like, dude, who Oregon State playing? UC Davis or they're playing. Who's UCLA playing this weekend?
North Carolina Central.
That's what I'm saying. That's the one thing I never liked about college, but I get it because,
dude, I'll give you $100 right now if you can tell me North Carolina Central's mascot.
I have no idea, dude. What is it?
You know? The Eagles.
Oh, jeez, man.
Hey, that's but upset. They are 2-0. They are 2-0.
Uh oh. Upset alert.
So,
all right. Well, since we're on call, let's give our locks. I mean, last week was, dude, what's our updates? I think I was horrible.
For college, I started off hot, 5-0. College, I went 0-3 last week.
You went 0-3, and then I went, what was that, 2-2?
I'm still 5-0, though. 5-3.
5-3, that's good. What am I, 2-2? I don't think I went 2. I'm 4-5. I'm 4-5 in college. There you go. Updated.
We got to ask our producer. I lost track.
You're 5-3. I'm 4-5. All right, so we got to get – last week was really bad for us in college. Dude, Nebraska. Dude, that quarterback's horrible. I didn't know he's that bad.
Whole team's terrible. The whole team is terrible. We should have known. We should have known when they're packing the freaking stadium for a women's volleyball game.
Yeah.
That means the football team is football trash.
Yeah, you're right. You want to start?
I mean, I'll start because you know what? When you're in a slump, what do? You just got to keep swinging, right? Yes. I was 0-3 last week. You got to keep swinging. So I got a fiver this week.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I got a fiver. And that's typically more than what I usually do, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start off. Where should I start here? I'm going to start off with my only total of this week that I'm going with. Liberty at Buffalo. Come on, people. I'm giving you Liberty at Buffalo.
Liberty. Just because that commercial.
Stay off the freeways. Yes. I'm going Liberty at Buffalo over 55. I see this being a track meet. I think this number is way too low. I think it was over 55.
I'll start. Have you seen Boston College play? These guys are bad. I saw most of Northern Illinois. They lost to them at home. Then they just barely beat Holy Cross. We're talking Holy Cross. Florida State's coming to town. There's no reason they shouldn't win by 4 touchdowns. Boston College is bad. I think it's a 30-point blowout to me. Florida State.
Yeah. I love this game. This is my 5-star locks of the weekend. 5-star
lock. Stu Wagner lock, right?
My two favorite cities in the entire country. Nashville and Las Vegas.
Okay.
They're playing each other this week in Vegas. Vanderbilt is coming to UNLV. UNLV is getting 4 points. In Vegas, Vanderbilt, I get it's an SEC team. I don't think they're any good. Give me UNLV getting the 4 points in Vegas.
I like it. That's your 5-star lock. Dude, I mean, wasn't Oklahoma State once pretty good? Whenever I see that.
They were amazing.
But okay, but they're only favored by 7 against South Alabama. That's fishy. I mean, we're talking South Alabama.
Jaguars.
No, I know, but to be only a touchdown favorite, you just gotta take South Alabama plus 7 in Oklahoma State because that's too low, right?
Something's fishy.
Someone's fishy about that line. So I think just give me South Alabama plus 7.
All right, you're taking the Jaguars,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I got another one here. I don't know when it was. We might not have been born the last time Tennessee won in Florida. Give me the Gators getting 7 points at home against Tennessee. Everybody's right in Tennessee. Florida lost to Utah. I get it. That was a tough road match they had to go. It's a different Florida team after that week one loss. Give me Florida getting the 7 points at home against Tennessee.
I like it, dude. Home dogs always. And then, I mean, we were talking about it earlier, dude. It worked with the Duke. Would I take last week? Lafayette worked with that.
Lafayette, yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, look at Texas. They just won the Super Bowl, right? And then I know they're going to beat Wyoming, but, dude, 29.5. Wyoming, that's a lot of points. So give me Wyoming plus 29.5. They're going to lay it. Texas might lay an egg a little bit. That was their, obviously, Super Bowl. They just beat Bama and Bama. They're going to, you know, might take them. I think they win, 21.
I'm totally with you. I wanted to do it, but I didn't do it. I'm staying away. Yeah. But I'm loving what you're saying there.
All right. What do you got next?
I got 2 left. I told you earlier in the season, I'm just going to keep on blind betting this team and they're going to keep on covering for me. I did not care what this spread was. They're at home. Oregon State minus 24.5 playing San Diego State. I'm telling you, Oregon State, they're going to just keep
your
on
team
covering.
I like
that's
it.
My team this year. Oregon State is going to keep on covering minus 24.5. I did no research into that game. I'm just taking it.
Perfect. And then I'm going to go back to after that watching Nebraska, I got to fade them the rest of the year. And I did watch Northern Illinois beat Boston College week one. Dude, they got a decent quarterback, decent squad. I think that's too high, 10.5. Give me Northern Illinois plus 7.5 in Nebraska. That quarterback, he's probably going to have 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions. Fading Nebraska the rest of the year.
They're terrible. My last one, I'm going – people don't realize how big of a rivalry this is. We have a huge rivalry game this week, and it's going to be a phenomenal game because it should tell you it's at a pick'em. So I'm going with the home team in this pick'em. West Virginia in the backyard brawl with Pitt. It's at a pick'em. Give me West Virginia. I think they're angry. I think this is a different West Virginia team than we've seen in the past couple of years in the Big 12. Give me West Virginia. I think they handle business. It's going to be a close game. I think the pick'em is warranted, but I think West Virginia at home pulls it out.
And you do will Pat White and Steve Slayton be there? Probably on the sideline.
Exactly.
They'll be on the sideline.
And your boy is going to come out and kick field goals. So McAfee's going to come out and kick field goals with his tank top on.
I think that's it for me on the picks. You're good. That was your last one too?
Those are my 5.
So recap it. So I got Wyoming plus 29.5, Northern Illinois plus 10.5. South Alabama plus 7, and Florida State minus 26.5. That should be a route. Those four.
All right. Yeah. My recap, I'm taking Liberty at Buffalo over 55. I got UNLV getting 4 at home, Florida getting 7 at home, Oregon State minus 24.5 against San Diego State, and West Virginia in the backyard brawl.
Perfect. All right, let's get to NFL.
The big boys.
NFL, what'd I go? I went 3-2. Are we calling the Patriots? We did say plus 5 when we talked about it, right? So was that a push?
It was at plus 5. It's a push.
Dude, that freaking that holding call on the 2-point conversion really fucked us up. That was
brutal. Oh, God. I don't want to talk about it. I've erased it from my mind already.
So you went 0-1-2, and I went 3-1-2. Exactly. Yeah, 3-1-2, 0-1-2. What do you got, dude? This is where we usually do well because everyone overreacts, right? Go. Who do you got?
I'll be honest, I don't like the slate this week, but I'm going right back to the well. Give me the Patriots plus 2.5 against the Dolphins. I they can't do it to me twice in a week in a row, right?
I like it. Then who's everyone on? The Bucks. Everyone's down on the Bears. Give me Bears plus 3 at Bucks. You gotta give me that.
I know I'm opposite.
Oh, you're taking Bucks?
Okay. That's one of mine. Give me the Bucks minus 2.5. What did you have it at?
I'm seeing 3 right now, but if you got it in at 2.5, whatever. Yeah.
I'm still showing 2.5 right now on mine.
Okay. So let me get the Bears. I'm seeing plus 3, but whatever. I like the Bears on that. Oh, and then my biggest lock of the week, dude. Everyone's down the Bengals, but this is a huge. They can't lose two divisional games, especially at home.
All right.
It was that minus 3. Now it's minus 3.5. What do you got it at? I think Bengals.
I got 3.5.
I think Bengals are the biggest lock of the week.
We're together on that. I got Bengals minus 3.5. We're together on that. That was my last one. I want to lean Jets getting 9 against the Cowboys.
I'm on that game, but under 38.5 in that, dude. Because how was that Cowboys? That Cowboys defense is unbelievable. We know how Wilson Jets, is, though. And I know that's what I'm saying. Under 38.5, I see like a maybe 21-14 game, you know?
I ain't touching it. I'm not touching it. I'm going Patriots, Bucks, and Bengals. Those are my three right there.
Patriots, Bucks. I just love the week two overreaction. And then one last one. Oh, the Seahawks. I mean, that's too high. Lions,
big win. 5.5?
Yeah, they're coming up that big win against Chiefs. Give me Seahawks plus 5.5. They got to bounce back after that. That was horrible. Yeah. Lose by 17 to the Rams, dude. You got to be kidding me.
Lose by 4.
Lose by 4. Exactly. Anything else?
Survivor. You got a Survivor?
Oh, Survivor.
I'm going Niners. Niners.
You're going Niners? I saw that. I'm scared to take the Bills because Jimmy G's a winner, dude. I'm going to go Niners too. Yeah, I'm scared to take
the Niners. We're on the Niners.